Hello and welcome to the Accelerated Abundance Mindset Meditation. Make sure that you're in a quiet place, that you're comfortable, and you're ready to rock. I want you to first begin with breathing at whatever pace feels natural to you. As soon as you bring an awareness to it, it might change. The frequency of each breath might shift. Take time to level it out. Make sure to allow a smile to creep across your face as we embark on this journey. Now, as your breath begins to steady, begin to count. In for three, taking big gulps of air, holding for three, out for three. And then we'll work our way up to square breathing. 4 seconds in, a 4 second hold of the breath, 4 seconds out, and holding the breath out for 4 seconds. Do this a few times. As your breath begins to push in and out naturally, in whatever rhythm feels right to you, remember that this is not guidance you are receiving. This is an inner journey that you're taking. The answers are within. The information you seek is embedded somewhere within you, or you can reach into the collective consciousness and absorb. You can take it in, pull it to your heart space. It's important that you remember that the human experience is both an emotional and a physical one. We exist on an etheric, an astral, and a material plane. And all of these different planes, 7 in total, communicate with one another. They osculate energy. It is in pain that we forget that all of these levels of consciousness, that all of these universes that exist are around us, most often can be reached. Now set that information aside. Take a deep breath in and let it go. Please imagine that you're in a white room. Perhaps there's no floor and you're floating, levitating. Maybe you're standing, you're sitting. We're gonna leave this open. The only parts of details you'll receive are in the moments that you need it. Outside of that, allow for your imagination and your intuition to guide this. In this white room, there are 4 different doors located all over the room. Perhaps gravity doesn't exist here, so the doors may not exist in linear fashion either. There is one door that you are looking for. Now, I want you to go to your mind and choose a door. Now go to your heart and choose the other door. The door may remain the same, but what's behind it will not. Stay in the mind. Go to the door and walk through. And this is where it gets fun. I'm not going to tell you what's on the other side. I'm going to allow for you to step through and choose. All I will say in this moment is that it can be anything. I hope you choose something of light and love. Yet allow for your mind to choose what is behind the door. Please step through and experience it now. And perhaps you're anxiously awaiting for my voice to come back. Or you're sad to go so soon. Either way, please make your way back to the door and back to the white room. Now, as you imagine yourself in the white room, this time you will be sitting, and gravity will exist. Expand outwardly, almost like shooting rays, but they are actually cords of information are attached to you, all over your head. Perhaps they are thin or thick. Each one represents a belief system you have. Now, what you're first going to do is scan your mind. Scan your brain intuitively and begin to just become aware of a percentage or a number or just a feeling of how many of these cords should stay in the meditation and not come back to the material world with you. Begin to compartmentalize the cords. They can move on your head, pulling the ones that serve you to one side or area, and moving the others to a full grouped area. Perhaps they don't go easily, or they move just as you need. Now, attached to each of these cords inside of your mind is a belief or a thought, maybe a memory, an experience, an event. Very delicately, you're going to be pulling these cords out, not cutting them, but pulling them so that the root, including any junk that may come out, will also come out with, detoxifying your brain, detoxifying your mind, creating clarity in your thought processes, in your beliefs surrounding abundance and everything that you desire. Now, in this moment, I want you to also receive this message. Desire will not give you what you want. Using will with your divine purpose, with your authentic self, ensures you will achieve the emotional state that you so desire. Desire has no place for you moving forward, but the will to create it does. So as you pull these cords out of your mind, you will need to replace them with something. It may not be a cord. It may just be that you are filling the space that these cords inside of your mind once held. Any of the gunk that came out, perhaps it needs to be scrubbed clean. You do not have to rewrite the thoughts and beliefs in this moment, but choose a color or an emotion or some form of energy that can free flow in and out of your mind and fill those now empty spaces. So pull the cords, fill the empty spaces with the energy, the essence, the colors, whatever intuitively comes to you. Yes, that's it. When this process is complete, you may feel energized, tired, or confused. All of which are fantastic. Allow for yourself the rest if you need it. Make sure you get outside if you feel pulled to it. But after this meditation, you may feel pulled to do something or to think something. Use your intuition to ensure it comes from your authentic self and also ensure that you honor it. It will guide you to a continuation of showing the universe and showing yourself, most importantly, that you will fulfill the willpower to create, not the desire. Please take a deep breath in, breathe it out, another one, breathe it out. And one more for good measure. Breathing in slowly, reaching the peak, and releasing everything else as you breathe out. Thank you for joining me in this meditation. I look forward to the next one. And in case no one has told you today, I love you.